Om Shanti. The lecture which is going to be now is on sleep management and mental empowerment. Will be taken by our respected brother, Squadron Leader Ashok Gawaji. Few words about his biodata. Squadron Leader, retired BK Ashok Gawa, is a graduate engineer from Delhi University. He specialized in microwave communication systems and weather radars while serving in the Indian Air Force as a technical officer. He was born in a spiritual family in 1947 and joined Rajyoga medicine classes when he was serving as a pilot officer at Delhi in January 1972. He was instrumental in setting up meditation centers and sub-centers in Tinsukia, Dibrugarh in Upper Assam, and also in Arunachal Pradesh when he was posted at Air Force Station Chabua during mid-70s. In 1971, pilot officer Ashok Gawa drove his Java motorbike from Delhi to Leh and became the first person to drive a two-wheeler to Leh. In 1977, he again visited Leh to arrange a spiritual exhibition. In July 1977, Flight Lieutenant Ashok Gawa drove his Java motorbike from Leh to Changla and Khardungla, the highest points of the highest roads of the world, and thus made a world record. He has a special love for both inner and outer nature and likes to work for sustainable development. During 1990s, he actively participated in All India Environmental Awareness Campaigns organized by the Scientists and Engineers Wing of Rajyoga Education Research Foundation. In December 1999, he made presentation on eco-friendly Gyan Sarovar project and renewable installations at the international conferences organized by the Scientist and Engineer Wing and DRDO at Vigyan Bhavan, Delhi. His favorite subjects are sustainable development, self-orientation and power of meditation, TQM with a difference, time, stress and sleep management, meditation and art of mind management, art of generating slow wave patterns of EEG and alpha rhythms, etc. Since March 2001, he has been instrumental in organizing self-orientation programs for service personnel at Gyan Sarovar, Mount Abu. He is a visiting faculty to BSF Academy, Internal Security Academy, CRPF, and UP Police Training College, etc. He organized 2 days SOP capsules for Army officers at Kargil and Leh in July 2005 on invitation from the Corps Commander. He addressed the Air Force Station Commanders Conference at Southwestern Air Command Headquarters on 30th January 2007 on invitation from SOA Headquarters Southwestern Air Command. He also arranged de-addiction and meditation camps of Assam Rifles units in Nagaland in November 2007. Presently, he is serving as a manager at the Academy for a Better World located in the calm, clean and green hills of Mount Abu. He also looks after the communication facilities of the academy and coordinates the programs of Security Services Wing of Rajyoga Education and Research Foundation. Now I request our respected brother to take on the lecture on sleep management and mental empowerment. Thank you.
Om Shanti. Let everybody repeat with this consciousness that I am a peaceful soul, or I am peace. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. The gap between the two words gives you time to stabilize your mind in soul consciousness. Shanti kehne se pehle thoda shanti ka anubhav kar lene ke baad jab shanti kehte hain to bahut acha lagta hai. Matra mantra mantrochar karne se bahut bahut mamooli sa asar padta hai. Aur mantra ke arth mein sthit hokar uchcharan jab karte hain to wo alag hi prabhav chhodta hai apna. जो अनुभूति गम्य होता। मैं विशुद्ध हिंदी बोलूंगा तो शायद कुछ लोगों को समझ में आए, कुछ लोगों को ना समझ में आए। मिस्टर गुणशीलन मस्ट बी फीलिंग वेरी अनकंफर्टेबल नाउ आई स्विच ओवर टू प्योर हिंदी वेट वेरी गो। सो वील हैव ए मिक्सचर ऑफ द लैंग्वेजेस। वी हर्ड ए वेरी nice and deep lecture from Mr. S.K. Singh. Before that, you had a very interesting and educative lecture from Mr. Chandrasekhar. And before that, Sister Sheelu talked about the stages of meditation. Sister Radhika talked about what really inspirational leader is, the one who learns, changes and shares. In harmonious relationship, you were taught 8 attitudes, how to maintain good relations. If you look at this formulation of lecture programs, everything finally goes to one point, that we need to induce certain innate qualities. Acquired, we have enough. If you really want, you are all leaders, but if you want to become inspirational leaders, we need to add or reduce innate qualities, which will be automatically added into your personality. And then your relationship improves, your motivation part, your trust improves. You are yourself motivated. Till you are not motivated, how are you going to make others motivated? When we talk of security, the first program of the security services wing was held in April 2002, and DGCRPF, Dr. Trinath Mishra, one of the most well-read police officers and a man of character in this country, was the one who started off with the first lecture. I didn't know anything about him. It was two very senior ADGs who later became DGBSF and all. They said, ye police walon ka lecture hamare samne rakhoge to soch samajh ke rakhna, kyunki hum sab inko jante hain. Lekin aapne bahut acha vyakti chuna hai, aapne Dr. Trinath Mishra ko laye. He is the only one whom we really respect from our hearts, because he is a real transparent and wise man who can give us the desired leadership. Means it is your behavior which makes your leadership acceptable to others. Merely talking doesn't make any difference, and especially if your thoughts, words and deeds, they are not in harmony, you are a source of stress to yourself and you are a source of stress to others. And Trinath Mishra spoke out about holistic security. He referred the story in Mahabharata, Yudhishthir or Yaksh ki jo dialogue hoti hai, Yaksh asks Yudhishthir, who is the most secured person on this earth? And then he said, the answer came, the one who treats himself to be soul, because soul is immortal. And if you experience a stage of immortality, you are the most secured person. And then only you can secure others. Mr. S.K. Singh started from the very basic psychologists who are considered as renowned scholars and whom we all study. But ultimately, when it descended down from Guru to Shishya or Shishya, jo teesre Shishya the Jung Sahib, he evolved it to the maximum level and he introduced spirituality into it. So the deeper psychologist you are, then only you can be called a spiritual person. It's very easy to say that we must have these abilities. Everybody says you must have the ability to listen, to tolerate, to be available, to be adjustable. But nobody gives us the technique for that. And that's why Dr. Trinath Mishra spoke. I believe the BKs have got a technique to give us the process of reducing those innate qualities. And that's why I'm very happy to come here. And that's what we have been trying to give you during the last 3-4 days. Just now you saw a video and he compared meditation with sleep. It's done by an outside agency, it's not a BK fellow. And the research scientists have come to the conclusion that the cosmic energy can only be received when you are in deep silence, in deep sleep, which is the best stress buster given to us by God. रामपुरी जी आप बताएं, भगवान ने हमें एक बहुत अच्छा स्ट्रेस बस्टर दिया है, क्या है वो? Everybody is giving a right answer. Sleep. दिन भर आप इतनी टेंशन के बड़े बड़े काम करते हैं, लड़ाई भी लड़ लेते हैं. मुझे अपना समय याद है कि जब 71 ऑफ में थे तो आई हैड टू सिट विद द स्टेशन कमांडर एंड वर्क टिल अबाउट 2 o'clock एट नाइट टिल ऑल द फाइनल स्ट्राइक्स वर ओवर. ऑल द पीपल हु वेंट ऑन सॉर्टीज केम बैक एंड देन अगेन वी स्टार्ट वर्किंग एट 4 o'clock. द स्टेशन कमांडर वॉज अंडर लॉट ऑफ टेंशन. ही यूज्ड टू गो होम, हैव सम टी, फ्रेशन अप एंड कम. And then he used to find me again back at 4 o'clock, absolutely fresh. He says, "Tere ko thakavat nahi hoti?" And then he told his subordinate, but my chief of the section, and he says, "I want to give this youngster an award because he has been with me for 4 days last, and this guy never sleeps and he's so fresh." But he didn't know that between 2 and 4, what was I doing? Because he used to go out at 2. His house was far. And I was a youngster of 24 years of age. I used to go to my room. We were all in the underground base ops. And I had no place to sleep. I used to lie down on my table itself and go into deep sleep. 1 hour, 45 minutes of deep sleep I used to have every time. And ever since I know that my sleep cycle is 1 hour, 45 minutes. And I used to be so fresh. Back again. So today we will discuss what happens in sleep and what happens in meditation. Sleep is the best stress buster given to us by God. But what happens to our brain waves? And can those slow wave patterns, as he was talking about the biodata, my biodata was primarily full of a few tastes of mine and then a few programs conducted. That was only being told so that you all are exposed to, you are all having commanding various formations. If you want to have programs in your formations, we are here at your service. That was the only purpose of reading the biodata. Various subjects, various topics which we take on. These are the issues. Stress-related issues, addiction-related issues which are troubling the services. When we went to Leh and Kargil, problem was high BP patients. General Naidu had called us and he had put us a task. Here are a few high BP patients, especially my JCOs. Can you give them a program? In Kargil we did for officers and in Leh we did for those JCOs. And then a few days of practice of meditation led to their very fast healing. And that resulted in a recommendation letter by the Corps Commander to the Army Commander, Army Training Command. And then a policy letter was issued to all CAT A establishments that you can call these big academy faculties for stress management programs in your formations. What I am trying to say is just doing 1 or 2 programs and then policy letters getting issued straight away. How effective meditation is in healing your, fast healing of your ailments. Radhika Ben started on the very first day that we use meditation to solve difficult situations, to improve your efficiency that you can solve very difficult situations. And if meditation is difficult, will it help in solving or will it be another headache? Man ko ekagra karna, meditation karna agar kathin ho, to phir meditation karne ki zarurat nahi hai. Sadharan to man hamara chalta hi rehta hai. That's why we are coming to the sleep and all that type. Man kisi se shant ho jata hai roz. Raat ko to badi stress hoti hai, matha bhari hota hai. Thoda garam doodh pi ke, मम्मी कहती है बेटा थोड़ा गर्म दूध पी के सो जाना, जल्दी नींद आ जाएगी. एंड नेक्स्ट डे मॉर्निंग यू वेक अप फ्रेश. बट इफ यू टेक इंस्टेड अ लिटिल हैवी डोज ऑफ लिकर, व्हाट सॉर्ट ऑफ स्लीप डू वी गेट? द प्रूफ इज हैंगओवर नेक्स्ट डे. इफ यू हैड स्लेप्ट वेल देर इज नो हैंगओवर, इफ यू ड्रैंक वेल देर इज हैंगओवर. तो इसका मतलब आप सो नहीं पाए, ड्राउजी थे. और ड्राउजीनेस में ब्रेन में क्या होता है और सोने में क्या होता है, वो सब चीजें हम थोड़ा वैज्ञानिक दृष्टिकोण से देखेंगे. एंड देन थिंग्स विल बिकम वेरी बिजी, वेरी वेरी इजी. व्हाई मेडिटेशन gives us the desired effects of stress relief. And this meter which Chandrasekhar also had shown you. मैं यही देख रहा था कि जब वीडियो चल रही थी, मैंने वीडियो को नहीं देखा, लेकिन थोड़ी आध्यात्मिक थी, मैं सिर्फ सुन रहा था और मैंने अपनी रीडिंग खुद ही नापी. माय रीडिंग वाज हियर ऑन दिस मीटर, इट वाज अराउंड 30 एंड आफ्टर आई वाज मेडिटेटिंग इन दैट टाइम इट केम टू 20. नाउ आई एम अगेन टॉकिंग, इट हैज कम टू 24 बट इट डजंट गो बियॉन्ड 30 इन एनी केस. That is what happens to your brain when you are meditating. It is just a skin resistance meter. If the speed of your thoughts is going very fast, it reads very high. If the speed of thoughts is coming down and you are in an enjoyable mood, it reads slow. If your reading is up to 20, you are in a very, very nice stage of meditation. You are in a very nice stage of happiness mood. So we call it a happiness meter. The lower it reads, happier you are as it is. Which means that the lower your brain frequencies are, happier you are. That's how the doctors define happiness. And that's how this meter also reads. Coming to the subject of sleep and mental empowerment. Sleep is something which gives you the mental empowerment directly. You sleep exhausted, you are fresh when you wake up. What happens during sleep? What is sleep? First of all, we'll discuss how much should we sleep and how much can we sleep. There are two different things. How much do we sleep? That's another question. And how much freshness do we achieve? That is the last achievement of it. And then later on, what is mental empowerment and how can we achieve mental empowerment in a different way than the sleep? And that is where meditation and sleep corroboration comes in. Kya hoti hai sleep? What is sleep and why do we sleep? Sleep ki definition dikha do. Bahut simple lesson hone wala hai aur bahut simple tarike se aapko samajh mein aayega. Main kuch sawal puchunga. Main hamesha muskurate hue puchta hu kyunki mujhe dusra mood banana aata nahi hai. To aap usse ye na samjhe ki bahut kathin sawal puchne wale hain. सच में सवाल भी बहुत इजी ही होगा. स्लीप कैन बी डिफाइंड एज अ स्टेट ऑफ अनकॉन्शियसनेस फ्रॉम विच ए पर्सन कैन बी अराउज्ड. ठीक है, इट्स अ मेडिकल डेफिनेशन, आई हैवंट मेड इट. इन दिस स्टेट द ब्रेन इज रिलेटिवली मोर रेस्पॉन्सिव टू इंटरनल स्टिमुलाई देन एक्सटर्नल स्टिमुलाई. व्हाट चंद्रशेखर वाज टॉकिंग वर ऑल एक्सटर्नल स्टिमुलाइज. You see television and you see Salman Khan and that particular thing. And you see that style of Patava Ghutna and all that type. So many things, you know, he was talking about. And what information goes through your eyes and how much impact it has got on your mind. But then it is getting into your subconscious. And when you are in sleep, you are unconscious almost, which is the deepest subconscious. People use the words, you know, there is a conscious mind and there is a subconscious mind and there is an unconscious mind. Well, these are psychological terms. I neither want to deny them nor want to talk more about them because spirituality has made things very, very simple to me. Internal stimuli is more effective on your brain than external. मतलब ये होता है कि आप सोए पड़े हो, थोड़ा हवा में ठंडक आ जाए या थोड़ी गर्मी आ जाए, आपको कोई फर्क नहीं पड़ने वाला. थोड़ी सी बाहर बारिश हो जाए, आपको कोई फर्क नहीं पड़ने वाला. और भी अगर थोड़ी सर्दी पड़ती है तो थोड़ा सा आप जागते हैं, अपने हाथ पर सिकोड़ लेते हैं, कंबल पड़ा उसको नहीं आप खोलते, क्यों कंबल खोलेंगे तो पूरा जागना पड़ता है. हाथ पर सिकोड़ के ऐसे पड़े रहते हैं और आराम से टाइम पास हो जाता है. ऐसा होता है लोगों के साथ. वी डोंट पुट इन मींस द इंटरनल स्टिमुलाई, द एक्सटर्नल थिंग्स आर हैविंग वेरी लिटिल इफेक्ट ऑन यू. जस्ट चेंजिंग पोस्चर्स मेक्स यू कंटिन्यू स्लीपिंग. इट इज सो इजी. अदरवाइज दिन में तो आप चादर ओढ़ेंगे, फिर और ठंडा होगा तो फिर एक रजाई, फिर उसके ऊपर दूसरी एंड ऑल दैट टाइप. नेक्स्ट वन, इंटरनल स्टिमुलाई से मतलब है अगर आपको कोई सपना आ रहा है या आपकी जो मेंटल स्थितिज इनसाइड है, दैट कैन अफेक्ट योर स्लीप. व्हाई डू वी स्लीप? वैसे नॉर्मली हम क्यों सोते हैं? इसको छोड़ दीजिए, ये क्या कह रहा है. व्हाई डू वी स्लीप सर? रवि सर, कैन आई आस्क यू, व्हाई डू वी स्लीप? व्हाट टाइप ऑफ रेस्ट, फिजिकल और मेंटल? बोथ. मोर फिजिकल और मोर मेंटल? More mental. Anybody? Inner. Our question? You give the rest. To? बैटरी डिस्चार्ज हो जाती है ना, तो क्या बोलते हैं उसके सेल से वैसे ऐसे हो गए, और जैसी बैटरी चार्ज हुआ तो साथ एक लाइन में आ जाते हैं मॉलिक्यूल्स, ऑल द मॉलिक्यूल्स कम इन वन लाइन, वी से इट इज चार्ज, दैट्स व्हाट टॉमली स्लीप डज, इट इज ट्रू, बट देर आर सम मोर थिंग्स रिलेटेड टू इट, इट इज नॉट जस्ट फॉर दैट रेस्ट, नॉट एट ऑल रिलेटेड टू फिजिकल रेस्ट, इट इज रिलेटेड टू योर मेमोरी, स्लीप एंड मेमोरी जॉइनिंग टूगेदर. Isn't it funny? Chalo, aage chale. So many funny and new things you. Is it to refresh the body? Everybody has said yes. The scientists say not really. Researchers have yet to find any vital biological function that sleep restores. Is it to refresh the mind? That is closer to the mark. Next. Quickly keep doing it. And you can keep reading various definitions, but I want to come to the same definition which is more close. That is what the Times of India had shown. It is not just for that rest. Sleep, another suggestion is that the sleep in our allows the brain to stock up on fuel and flush out waste. Fuel stock means more blood flows into your brain. Another one which is gaining currency is that sleep operates in some mysterious way to help you master various skills such as how to play piano and ride a bike if you do not know it. Next one. Perhaps that's what really sleep is. A series of repeated cycles of planning and strengthening of neural connections. That's what we were talking. That enables you to learn new tricks without forgetting old ones. It's very important, without forgetting old ones. नहीं तो आपने फ्लाइंग सीखी और कार ड्राइविंग भूल गए, वापस उतर जाएंगे तो वापस कैसे जाएंगे, स्कूटर चलाना मान लिया भूल जाए तो. नेक्स्ट वन. हाउ मच शुड वी स्लीप, बंद कर दो इसके एक बार, थोड़ा तो ग्लिंस ले लिया लोगों ने. हाउ मच शुड वी स्लीप सर, आरडीएस और डीजी राव साहब, कितना सोना चाहिए? 7 to 8 hours नेट चाहिए. शेख साहब कितना सोना चाहिए? हैं जी 6 घंटे. गुड. और कौन कहना चाहता है? सर कितने घंटे? कहते हैं बूढ़े को 6 घंटे और जवान को 10 घंटे. बहुत बढ़िया जवाब. और किसी को कुछ कहना है? 7 to 8 hours. 6 to 7. चार वाला कौन है? खड़े जाइए, अपना परिचय दीजिए. व्हाट इज योर रोल? आजकल आप क्या रोल प्ले कर रहे हैं? ही इज कमांडेंट ऑफ अ बटालियन एंड ही सेज 4 hours. करीब करीब बैठिए. आप सबको लग रहा हो कि हम इतने पुराने आदमी इतनी अच्छी अच्छी बातें कर रहे हैं 7-8 hours एंड दिस यंगस्टर इज टॉकिंग अबाउट 4 hours. दैट यंगस्टर इज कमांडिंग ए बटालियन एंड इज डूइंग इट वेरी वेल. वी हैड लॉट ऑफ इंट्रैक्शंस विद हिम. ही इज क्लोजर टू द रियलिटी. एंड व्हाट इज द इफेक्ट ऑफ योर आंसर? समरजीत सिंह जी कितना सोना चाहिए? चलो 5 hours. नहीं नहीं देखिए, जब भी कोई सरदार जी आंसर देते हैं ना लोग हंसते हैं. ज्ञानी रैल सिंह एक बार हमारी कॉन्फ्रेंस उद्घाटन कर रहे थे. बहुत कम लोग जानते हैं कि जो वाइस सरदार होता है वो सबसे अधिक विजडम रखता है. उसने कहा सब दुनिया के लोग शांति की बात करते हैं, दुनिया के हुक्मरान शांति की बात करते हैं, फिर भी शांति स्थापित नहीं होती, तो क्या करना चाहिए? या तो हुक्मरानों के दिल और दिमाग बदल देने चाहिए तब शांति होगी, और अगर वो नहीं किया जा सकता तो हुक्मरान ही बदल देने चाहिए. बड़ा अजीब सा लग रहा है, बट दैट इज द ओनली सॉल्यूशन. और वो बिल्कुल ठीक कह रहे हैं. 5 घंटा और दिन में उन्होंने एक कहा, मैं थोड़ा अमित भैया का सपोर्ट करने के लिए आधा 1 घंटा कर लूंगा तब भी चलेगा. ठीक है, नाउ लेट्स सी हाउ इट हैपन्स. It looks funny, but that is exactly what scientists have concluded too. Gone are the days, myths, Mahabharata like myths, the story of 7 to 8 or 10 hours, jaise hum log bol gaye jaldi jaldi. Padhiye. A research carried out in America on more than 1 million people came to the result those who slept more than 7.5 hours a night tended to die a little sooner than their more sleep deprived counterparts. ज्यादा सोइए जल्दी मरिए चाहिए कैसा लग रहा है ज्यादा सोइए यानी 7.5 घंटे और इससे ज्यादा सोइए और जल्दी ओम शांति हो जाइए. नेक्स्ट मैं जो भी पढ़ रहा हूं दीज आर ओनली कोटेशंस फ्रॉम द रिसर्च पेपर्स एंड आई एम नॉट गिविंग एनी पर्सनल ओपिनियन सो वट एवर साइंटिस्ट हैव कंक्लूडेड दैट्स व्हाट इज शोन. व्हाट हैपेंस चलो अब छोड़ दें. स्लो वेव लर्निंग इफ यू हैव टू लर्न न्यू थिंग्स योर ब्रेन वेव्स हैव टू स्लो डाउन. दिस इज व्हाट नॉर्मली ए मीटर विच इज शोन हेयर इज शोन देयर. ईसीजी एवरीवन नोज. आराम इसलिए मैंने कहा कि मुझे वो दे देना है. कॉलर माइक है बस बेटा कॉलर माइक एक दे दो हो जाएगा. आराम से दो मुझे कॉलर माइक आराम से दे दो. ओके लेफ्ट ऑक्सीपिटल एंड राइट ऑक्सीपिटल इट कीप्स वाइब्रेटिंग. द मीटर हैज गॉट ओनली टू इलेक्ट्रोड्स लाइक आई एम टचिंग दिस मीटर विद माई टू फिंगर्स एंड माई स्किन रेजिस्टेंस इज कमिंग इन बिटवीन. If my skin resistance is high, the meter reads low. If your mind is absolutely peaceful, your skin resistance is infinity. Close to infinity. That is Janki, if she sees, touches this, she will get 1 or 2 readings. And I am permitting 20 up to is beautiful. For a very healthy sign, up to 40 is also happy. More than 40, tension starts. More than 100, doctor may be needed. A little more than that, we may have to go to Agra. Bihar. Okay. So what happens? EEG charts and ECG charts I was talking. ECG kya hota hai? Chhati pe do electrode lagaiye, ECG ho jata hai. Aur brain pe laga dijiye to EEG ho jata hai. Isme char prakar ki wave patterns aate hain. We get beta waves, alpha waves, boliye? टीटा चंद्रशेखर ने बताया. ओके नहीं भी बताया तो कोई बात नहीं. अब देखिए बताया तो रिवाइज हो जाएगा. दीज आर हाई स्पीड लो वोल्टेज वाइब्रेशन. दीज आर लिटिल स्लोअर मोर देन 13 हर्ट्ज इज बीटा वेव. व्हेन यू आर वाइड अवेक योर ब्रेन पैटर्न इज ऑलवेज मोर देन 13 हर्ट्ज एंड यू आर ऑलवेज कंज्यूमिंग एनर्जी. इट मे बी थिंकिंग लिसनिंग टॉकिंग सीइंग are doing whatever, all are actions. And when you are doing active things, you are normally more than 13 hertz, but if you are within 13 to about 18 or 20, it is okay. The moment you go beyond 20, the stress pattern starts. Beyond 30, you need medicine. Beyond 45, you have to go to hospital. And beyond 55, you have to go to a mental hospital. Agra mein isliye bola tha. Khair. If you are in alpha waves, 8 to 12, when you are just going to sleep, you go into your bed, aur aapke to baat hi aati hai aur aap sona chahte hain, that is the time and your eyes are getting closed. Normally, alpha waves are only generated when you close your eyes. Theta waves, when you are going towards deep sleep, then it is 4 to 8 hertz. And when you are in deep sleep, it is 0.5 to 3.5 hertz. डीप स्लीप का मतलब होता है जब तक आपको कोई आपके नाम से झिझोड़े नहीं आप उठे नहीं. और लाइट स्लीप का मतलब होता है कि आप कमरे में लेटे हुए हैं बाहर से कोई आ रहा है उसके फुटस्टेप्स आप दूर से सुनेंगे और जग जाएंगे. दैट इज कॉल्ड लाइट स्लीप इज 8 टू 12 एंड डीप स्लीप इज 0.5 टू 3.5. आप लोगों को मैं आपने जोक सुना होगा हमारा हिम्मत देखो जी हमारा घर में चोर आया हम प्यारा हमारा हिम्मत देखो जी चोर आकर हमारा तकिया के नीचे से चाबी निकाला और हम सोया रहा. चोर ने सामान निकाला चाबी हमारा तकिया के नीचे रख के चला गया हमारा हिम्मत देखो जी हम
सोया रहा। बहुत अजीब लग रहा है, कैसा बेवकूफ आदमी। अगर ऐसी डीप स्लीप आपको 15-20 मिनट हर 1.5-2 घंटे में ना आए तो आप सुबह उठकर कभी फ्रेश नहीं होंगे। ध्यान से सुन लीजिए, 15-20 मिनट ऐसी नींद आनी ही चाहिए हर एक साइकिल में, तभी आप फ्रेशनेस लेते हैं। आपके जो भी मसल इंजरीज होती हैं, जो भी आपकी न्यूरल रिकवरीज होती हैं, टिश्यूज रिकवर होते हैं, सब कुछ डीप स्लीप में ही होता है। बिकॉज दैट इज द टाइम वी रिसीव कॉस्मिक एनर्जी। दैट इज व्हाट दैट वीडियो वॉज टॉकिंग। यू रिसीव कॉस्मिक एनर्जी ओनली वेन यू आर इन डीप स्लीप और यू आर इन डीप साइलेंस। From awakened stage to again awakened stage, deep sleep and back, this is called sleep cycle. कितनी देर लगती होगी इसमें? जगे हुई अवस्था से गहरी नींद में जाना और वापस आना कितना टाइम लगता होगा? अंदाज लगाएं, 40-45 मिनट, पढ़ा नहीं आता, 5 मिनट। वो 5 मिनट पहले बड़ी गहरी नींद में सोया हुआ था, अभी उठाए तो वो तो 5 ही मिनट बोलेगा भाई, कोई बात नहीं। हाँ, और कोई? ओके, इफ यू आर नॉट रेड इट सो यू कैंट आंसर इट। इट टेक्स 90 मिनट प्लस माइनस 30 प्लस माइनस 10 मिनट। नॉर्मली द स्लीप साइकिल ऑफ ए पर्सन इज 100 मिनट, किसी का 120 मिनट तक भी होता है, यानी 1.5-2 घंटा का हमारा एक स्लीप साइकिल होता है। ऑल ह्यूमन बींग दे हैव ए स्लीप साइकिल ऑफ 1.5-2 आवर्स, एंड आउट ऑफ दैट 1 hour and 40 मिनट्स, 100 मिनट्स, यू हैव दिस पीरियड ओनली फॉर अबाउट 20-25 मिनट्स इन द फर्स्ट साइकिल, 15-20 मिनट सेकेंड साइकिल, थर्ड साइकिल ओनली 5-10 मिनट्स। तो दिखा दो, ये तो वे पैटर्न आपने देख लिए, वो जो आदमी सोया हुआ वो दिखा दो, यू कैन कम टू इट। सो वी डू नॉट स्लीप फॉर 8, 10, 6, 4 or 5 आवर्स एट ए टाइम, वी ओनली स्लीप फॉर 1.5-2 आवर्स, जनरली 100 मिनट्स ओनली, देन द स्लीप साइकिल रिपीट। Then the third cycle comes. ये नहीं, वो पूरा वे पेट। See this man. He is seen sleeping. Can you see? There is this man sleeping on the down. बिस्तर पर पड़ा है आदमी और उसके सब ईजी दिखाया गया है। फर्स्ट साइकिल वो ब्लैक पोर्शन थोड़ा था, नीचे का पोर्शन खूब 20-25 मिनट, दैट इज डेल्टा वेव। सेकेंड साइकिल डेल्टा वेव रिड्यूसेज। थर्ड साइकिल द डीप डेल्टा इज गॉन, a small delta wave for 5 minutes. Fourth cycle, there is no delta wave. Iska matlab kya hua? Fourth cycle onward, there is no delta wave. So if you sleep more than 3 cycles, you are not getting any moment of refreshing or recharging yourself. The purpose of sleep is lost. You are just sleeping as a habit. If your sleep cycle is 100 minutes, 3 sleep cycles in which delta waves are available means, कितने मिनट हो गए? हाउ मेनी आवर्स सर? 300 मिनट्स। हाउ मेनी आवर्स? हाउ मेनी आवर्स? आइडियल स्लीप इज 5 आवर्स। अभी मालूम पड़ा अमरजीत सिंह जी का जवाब कैसा था? मोस्ट साइंटिफिक आंसर इज इफ यू स्लीप अराउंड 5 आवर्स टू 5.5 आवर्स डिपेंडिंग अपॉन योर स्लीप साइकिल, दैट इज द बेस्ट ऑप्टिमम टाइम टू स्लीप। इफ योर स्लीप साइकिल इज 80 मिनट्स, यस, देन इवन 4 आवर्स इज इनफ। Maybe Amit's sleep cycle is slightly short of 90 minutes. He gets fresh in 4 hours. इसके बाद हम जितना भी सोते हैं मात्र आदतन सोते हैं. Then, if you sleep at 10 o'clock at night or 10:30 and you wake up at 4, the center of this time is 1:15 a.m. If we add 12 hours into it, well, it will become 1:15 a.m. plus 12 hours. मैंने कहा था मेरे सवाल बहुत सिंपल होते हैं। 1:15 p.m. और कुछ नहीं। 1:15 बजे दिन के 1:15 बजे आपको फिर नींद आती है। irrespective of the fact whether you are going to eat or not. बहुत अजीब बात. लोग जनरली ये समझते हैं कि बिकॉज वी ईट फूड योर इंटेस्टाइन ड्रॉ मोर ब्लड सो यू वॉन्ट स्लीप. दैट्स एब्सोल्यूटली राइट, मेडिकली परफेक्ट. बट आप व्रत रख के देखिए, तब भी उसी समय आपको नींद आएगी. यू विल बी सरप्राइज, कुछ खाया नहीं, आज तो नींद नहीं आनी चाहिए, आती ही है. दैट इज वॉट द साइंटिफिक थ्योरी इज. सो डे टाइम यू नीड अबाउट हाफ एन आवर टू 45 मिनट्स ऑफ ब्रेक. इफ एमरजेंसी थिंग नीड्स 1 आवर, उसमें से इसका मतलब है कि सिर्फ 45 मिनट ही सोते हैं, उनको सोने में थोड़ा देर लगती होगी. अदरवाइज गहरी नींद आती हो तो 40 मिनट में भी आप बहुत फ्रेश होकर उठ सकते. एंड दैट्स मोर देन एनफ. आई मैनेज ड्यूरिंग माई एयरफोर्स कैरियर ऑफ 16 ईयर्स 10 मिनट्स ब्रेक. Because 8 years I was in such a role that I had to rush back to my office again. Normally Air Force वाले आराम से 7 से 1 बजे तक काम करके घर में आके सो जाते हैं. लेकिन I had some very tense duties placed onto me for 8 years, and for those 8 years I had to go back and work till 6, starting from 7 AM till 7 PM I had to work. There were some challenging tasks which one has to take. And then I used to have about 10 minutes to break. And out of 10 minutes I could sleep 9.5 minutes in deep sleep. And then wake up and go. And that used to be refreshing. But normally half an hour to 45 minutes, that is okay. That's about the timings of sleep. Now coming to what really happens in sleep. This is clear that our wave patterns come down and then they go up. Something more happens in sleep. आपको आत्मा का पाठ पढ़ाया गया? क्या पढ़ा हमने आत्मा? व्हाट इज सोल? 4 दिन हो गए हमको आत्मा आत्मा ओम शांति करते हुए. सोल इज एन एनर्जी. व्हाट आर द थ्री फैकल्टीज ऑफ द सोल? आत्मा पहला काम क्या करती है? जीवन किसे कहते हैं हम? हाउ डू से मैन इज लाइव और डेड? व्हेन ही थिंक्स ही इज लाइव. इफ ही डज नॉट थिंक ही इज डेड. एज सिंपल एज दैट. So thinking is first life. If the soul is in the body, thinking will continue. It is up to you whether you want to channelize those thoughts, you want to slow down those thoughts, you want to make qualitatively very high thoughts, or you want to make very negative thoughts or very high speed thoughts. Thoughts will continue till the life is there. Second thing, what do we do? आज तो उसने बहुत अच्छी तरह हेड टॉप कंप्यूटर सिखा दिया आपको. Second is intellect. We make visions, we compare those visions, we make options and then we take decisions. Intellect decides. And then last thing is your attitudes or sanskars. Do cheeze hai jo most active hai. Man aur buddhi. Man sochta rehta hai aur buddhi nirnay karti rehti hai. Uske hisab se hum actions karte rehte hai. If you are doing actions, you are alive. If you are not doing any actions, you are dead. As simple as that. And it all depends upon your thinking and intellect. Now let's see what happens in sleep. We are in Mount Abu and we have, you know, up down hills and all that. Here is a soldier or an officer. He has a habit of jogging. Aap subah yahan se jog karna shuru kiya. You come here and then there is a fall, a deep fall. And you come here, reach here on the top. And then you suddenly see, though you are happy, but you suddenly see there is a big fall. Isliye maine thoda sa uska muh teda kar diya. क्या करेंगे आप? सपोज आई एम जॉगिंग अप हिल ग्रेजुअल स्लोप, आई रीच टॉप एंड देन आई फाइंड अ फॉल ऑफ 500 फीट डेप्थ. व्हाट विल यू डू सर? आराम से जॉगिंग करते जा रहे हैं, हिल टॉप पहुंचे, देन देयर इज अ फॉल. व्हाट विल यू डू? स्टॉप. नंबर 1. आरडीएस और डीजी सर, आप सबसे पीछे, सबसे बुजुर्ग हैं. चला राव साहब, क्या करेंगे आप? व्हाट विल यू डू इफ यू आर जॉगिंग और वॉकिंग अप एंड यू रीच अ रूफ टॉप, रीच द हिल टॉप एंड देन यू फाइंड अ फॉल? व्हाट विल यू डू? Come back. Good. Anybody else want to say something else? Madam, any? Okay. Anybody else can do? Yes, madam, aap boli. What will you do? Come back. As simple as that. Majority says, come back or stop. What will you say, Mr. Gunshilan? Stop. Good. Okay. Now, aap ye khatiya par aaram se soye hue. Theek hai? Your eyes are closed now. So there is nothing opening and you are normal and you are in deep sleep. And you are dreaming. sleeping and dreaming. Same thing. Now think about it, situation changes only that I am sleeping and dreaming. And my dreams are now related to my daily routine. I am in my dream, I am jogging up. Okay? I go on top, hilltop, and then I see a fall. What will I do, sir? Wake up. What will you do, sir, Rao sir? जब आप जगे हुए थे तो आप वापस आ गए, नींद नहीं होंगे तो क्या करेंगे जी? चलते रहेंगे और छलांग लगाएंगे? ओके मैडम, आप क्या करेंगी? ओके सी इज वेट कंफ्यूज. यस मिस्टर गुनसीलन, व्हाट विल हैपन इफ यू आर ड्रीमिंग एंड यू आर डूइंग द सेम थिंग एंड यू सी ए फॉल, व्हाट विल हैपन? हाँ, वेक अप. That's it. मैंने जी कहा मेरे सवाल के जवाब बहुत सिंपल होते हैं जी. ही मे फ्लाई, यस ही कैन फ्लाई, इट्स नॉट दैट यू विल नॉट फ्लाई. नॉर्मली यू वेक अप, व्हाई डू यू वेक अप? बिकॉज यू डोंट स्टॉप. यू वेक अप बिकॉज यू डोंट स्टॉप. इफ यू आर अवेक, योर इंटेलेक्ट इज फंक्शनिंग. Your intellect is functioning, it takes a decision. Fall, stop. But if you are sleeping, your intellect is not functioning. So, you may fly, you may fall, whatever may happen, but you will wake up because you really feel that you have fallen. In actually, you are not fallen, you only see it as a big target. It's okay. And that's the end of it. It is so natural, and that is why you are feeling rested in sleep. If your intellect was functioning, your brain frequencies will be more than 13 hertz. And you will be feeling tired only. Intellect must stop functioning. Then only you say that you are sleeping. Yani jo manushya ko kehte hain ki wo thinking animal hai, jab so jata hai to thinking nahi karta hai. Their thinking means your intellect's role, which is not playing its role. That's how you feel it. Yes, sir. There is hardly a normal person, it doesn't happen. If you are a sick person, yes, it can also happen. Then you need some psychiatrist advice, if that one keeps doing. Sometimes very dangerous dreams come, sometimes people walk in sleep, so many things happen. Those are complications. But I am just talking of a normal sleep, one's intellect doesn't function, so he is refreshed and rested. Now what do we do in meditation? Mental empowerment is when your brain is functioning at a frequency which is low frequency. That's called mental empowerment. Your memory restores, your ji. Phir wo doctor ke paas jaate hain. He says, when you are awake and your intellect is not functioning, if you are heavily in anger, if you are mentally totally disturbed, then also it happens. But then that categorization is changed. So I am talking of normal human being. Okay?
How do you explain the yawning and sleeping in the class with this model?
मैं आने वाला हूँ. मैं तो आपको वो भी समझाने वाला हूँ कि मेडिटेशन शुरू होते लोग सो क्यों जाते हैं. जब योग सिखाया जाता है ना, पहली चीज अचीव होती है. इट हैपन नहीं अदरवाइज ऑल्सो. वेन यू आर नॉट इंटरेस्टेड इन द सब्जेक्ट, यू स्टार्ट यॉनिंग एंड यू फॉल एज सिंपल एज दैट. आप जब भी बोर हो रहे हो तब भी आपको यॉनिंग आती है और नींद आती है. जब आप मेडिटेशन शुरू करते हैं तो मेडिटेशन शुरू होते ही यू इमीडिएटली कम इनटू अल्फाबेट. एंड इफ यू आर नॉट एबल टू डू मेडिटेशन प्रॉपरली, डूइंग मेडिटेशन प्रॉपरली मीन्स यू आर गोइंग इनटू अ स्टेट ऑफ डिलाइट, यू आर सीइंग अ ब्यूटीफुल सीन एंड यू आर एंजॉयिंग इट. दादा ने क्या शुरू किया कल? जस्ट थिंक अबाउट योर रेक्ट मैन. ओह ही सच ए लवली सोल. इट्स मेडिटेशन. अगर आपको ये बताओ कि मेरे साथ में एक बहुत सुंदर व्यक्ति बैठा हुआ है, आपको नींद नहीं आएगी, आप उससे बात करना चाहेंगे. और अगर साथ में दूसरा को बैठा हो, शुरू हो जाए. खड़े होने की बात छोड़िए, बाजू में बैठा तो भी आ जाती है. एनी हाउ, सो व्हाट हैपन्स, द मोमेंट आई स्टार्ट डूइंग इंट्रोवर्ट थिंकिंग, देर आर टू टाइप्स ऑफ थॉट्स. एक्सट्रोवर्ट थॉट्स इज व्हाट वी डू नॉर्मली व्हेन वी आर एक्टिंग इन बॉडी कॉन्शियसनेस. introvert thoughts are, then I start my journey within. जैसे मैंने ओम शांति कहा, उसके मीनिंग में गया कि मैं एक शुद्ध आत्मा हूं, शांत स्वरूप, और थोड़ी देर मैं रुक जाऊं, यहां अपनी आत्मा को देखूं, आप इजी पैटर्न जरा देखिए, इसी मीटर को लगा देंगे ना ऐसे तार जोड़ के, छठ फ्रिक्वेंसी नीचे आ जाए, फ्रॉम बीटा टू अल्फा वे. आई हैव गॉन थ्रू इजी चार्ट एट द नेशनल इंस्टीट्यूट ऑफ मेंटल हेल्थ एंड साइंसेज, वेयर एन एक्सपेरिमेंट वॉज गोइंग ऑन, व्हाट हैपन्स इन मेडिटेशन. On various yogas, Bangalore Institute started wanting to do research. And then he said, well, Shok, sometimes going into relaxation, everybody can do. Your dadis, they have nothing much to do, so they can always relax in meditation. So I could make out this man doesn't know anything about Brahma Kumaris. Because he did some experiments on dadis and he found up to delta wave. Up to delta wave. From alpha to delta wave. तो ये थॉट ये कुछ करती नहीं इसलिए एकदम रिलैक्स्ड है. ही डजंट नो दैट ही जानकी वर्क्स फॉर एटलीस्ट 18 आवर्स अ डे. दादी प्रकाश मणि ऑलवेज वर्क फॉर 18 आवर्स अ डे. मैक्सिमम वर्कलोड दे डू बट देयर कॉन्शियसनेस इज डीप विद इन एंड दे आर टोटली कनेक्टेड विद दादा दि सोर्स. इफ यू आर कनेक्टेड टू दिस सुप्रीम द एनर्जी विच इज फ्लोइंग इन टू यू यू आर यूजिंग ओनली दैट मच एनर्जी. ये आज दादी जानकी आप 95 साल की आप थकती नहीं इतना सारा काम कर लेती. एंड शी सेज मैं कहां काम करती हूं भाई, मैं अपनी एनर्जी स्पेंड ही नहीं करती इसलिए नहीं थकती. पैसे से बड़ा सीधू इसे तो आ रही है ना ऊपर से वो ही स्पेंड होती रहती. मैं सिर्फ आई एम ओनली डिटैच ऑफ द यू नो व्हाट इज द डिटैच ऑफ द स्टेज इफ शी कम्स एंड स्टैंड्स इन फ्रंट ऑफ यू एंड शी एमिनेट्स वाइब्रेशंस यू विल गो थ्रू एन एक्सपीरियंस ऑफ इट. दैट मीन्स हाउ मच अलर्ट एक्टिव एंड पावरफुल स्टेज शी हैज टू मेंटेन. बिकॉज व्हेन वी गो टू हर वी एक्सपेक्ट दादी स्टॉप योगी दृष्टि देगी तो हमको पीसफुल वाइब्रेशन आने चाहिए, तभी हम उसको तपस्वी मानते. मैं पहली बार ब्रह्मा कुमारी में गया फंसा इसलिए टू बी वेरी फ्रेंक. सब पायलट असर था मूछे वाला मोटरसाइकिल 90 किलोमीटर से चलाने वाला ढाई 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 टाइप जैसा होता है नॉर्मल यंगस्टर्स होते. आई वेंट आई वॉज आस्क्ड टू सिट इन मेडिटेशन आई सेड डोंट नो योर अल्फाबेट डजंट मैटर जस्ट थिंक यू आर पीसफुल सोल. मैं आत्मा हूं शांत स्वरूप और परमात्मा की संतान हूं. शांति के स्वागत की वाइब्रेशन मुझ पर आ रहे हैं. दैट्स ऑल 30 सेकंड्स कोर्स आई डिड. इट डजंट हैपन विद एवरीबॉडी प्रॉब्ली आई वाज फॉर्चुनेट विद माय ओल्ड संस्कार. आई वाज मेड टू सिट बिहाइंड दीदी वाज सिटिंग इन फ्रंट एंड व्हेन शी वाज गोइंग शी सेज अशोक नाउ दीदी विल कंडक्ट मेडिटेशन. उसे मालूम है फौजी आदमी को आदेश नहीं दो तो समझता नहीं है. तो मुझे क्या करना है कि तुमको सिर्फ दीदी को आंखें खोल के देखना है और कुछ नहीं करना और वो चिंतन करना जो मैंने कहा. जस्ट थिंक व्हाट आई टोल्ड यू एंड जस्ट लुक एट मी एंड दैट्स ऑल इज योर जॉब. And the moment I kept my eyes open, normally when you meditate, you keep your eyes closed and you keep doing this. But I was keeping my eyes open mildly, not very strongly like this, because there was nothing much to see. She was just sitting and emanating vibrations. One after the other, she started looking at me. I was at the end. The moment her eyes vision came onto me, I started feeling a cool breeze blowing. And I could feel that she is a powerful yogi because I had seen such personalities, you may call them saints or whatever, who can emanate vibrations of peace. If you go very close to them, you feel that peace is flowing into you. So I could realize she is a powerful yogi, and the moment I thought that I am a soul, a peaceful soul, a point of light, I saw my body was only made of light. And then I was feeling so much peaceful, I started flying to this upper region, and I saw that peace was coming to me from a source, and peace was being emanated from me. And it was such a delightful stage, 55 minutes. I still remember, 5:35 to 6:30. That stage came, which pulled me to the BKS. If on the very first day you can get such a nice experience, after learning what all can you achieve. But that's all I have achieved even after learning. I could do that at will. That was the only difference. This was not my will, it just happened. And she said you should do a 7-day course to achieve that experience. Whenever you like, wherever you like, you can do that. Because at the end of the meditation session, you came, kaisa laga Ashok bhai? I was hearing, but I didn't want to hear. I just said, don't speak. That's what deep silence means. That's what when you are in a blissful stage, you are in that elated stage, that you don't want to even talk. After some time, you can start doing whatever you want. That is a deep and high stage of meditation. But a medium stage of meditation is, that's when you are in delta waves, it happens. You are constantly in that blissful stage. But alpha days, when I went to Nimhans, I was coordinated with the Air Force and he had demanded, I was staying with a doctor, I want a person who is active life. I don't want any of your daddies, I have tested them and I am convinced that they hardly have anything in their mind. They are totally silent and it only comes to delta waves. मुझे वो लोग सही जो काम करने वाले हैं. I went, we were tested 6 times. He said, whenever I'll demand, you will have to come and give me some time. And he says, Ashok, what happens? The moment I tell you, he says, we'll do an experiment for 45 minutes. I says, done. 22 minutes with meditation, 22 minutes without meditation. I says, done. Because I was a regular practitioner of 45 minutes. यहाँ हम लोग हेडक्वार्टर्स में चाहे घर में भी प्रैक्टिस फॉर 45 मेडिटेशन 4:40 to 4:45 डेली मेडिटेशन वी डू. सो 45 मिनट्स एक्सपेरिमेंट वॉज क्वाइट सुटेबल. And he says, जैसे मैं कहता हूँ स्टार्ट मेडिटेशन नाउ, zoom from beta waves, you come on to alpha waves. तुम क्या करते हो? You are agitating, smiling person. I observe from a different room, and your smile widens a bit, and zoom, alpha waves you come. हम सभी जब योग शुरू करते हैं, from body consciousness to soul consciousness, from a thing which is temporary and is going to perish, to a thing which is permanent and is imperishable. And whose basic nature is peace. The moment you get into that state of soul consciousness, your brain starts producing slow waves of attentive. Now if I am able to sustain that beautiful scene, my mind and intellect both concentrated on the same scene and I start enjoying, suppose I see a light which is emanating peace towards me and I enjoy, or loveful vibrations are coming and my heart is full of joy, then I am wide awake and I am in a blissful stage. But normally it doesn't happen. I go into soul consciousness and then some stray thought comes. That means you start sleeping. That's why in meditation, when you start doing it, there is a likelihood of going into sleep. Because you do not go into concentration, you need some more practice. That's it. Not that everybody falls asleep. If on the first day I could go into blissful for 45 minutes to 1 hour, maybe that was my old sanskar, it could happen. But it doesn't happen with everybody. But with practice, all of us can achieve. Within 4 days, what we have learned meditation here, kal subah jab aap yoga karenge, then Dr. Savita will come and talk to you on meditation, or Sister Suman will come and conduct meditation. You can all have easy charts. And everybody will go into alpha wave. It is mandatory, the moment we go into antarmukhi chintan hua, or alpha wave shuru. Blissful stage hui, to delta wave ho jati. Dadi Janki, next, last paragraph. I am not going to march into sleep if alcohol is not a good aid to sleep and hot milk is good. All those things you know well. So I am not going to those parts. You know, it is shown against a glass of liquor, a glass of milk is a better thing if you want to have a good sleep at night. Creative, conducive sleep environment is better. Hot milk is a fine sleep aid as against a glass of liquor. At night time before sleeping, you shouldn't see TV or any, you know, which makes your mind irritative. Those sort of things should be avoided. Then only you can have good sleep. Meditation provides relaxation and it automatically makes your wave patterns slow down. Continue. Last one. Generation of slow wave patterns to meditation and its benefits. I have already said, whether it was that time or it is today, today my alpha delta pattern is little higher. Delta pattern is also added. That time alpha pattern used to come. If you have what we call both the occipitals vibrating at the same frequency, it is called rhythm. If you can generate alpha rhythm, then you are in the best state of health. If 50 meditators are sitting in a room and they are generating alpha rhythm, which is very easy to generate, a person which is mentally sick, you make him sit inside as a group, he starts healing. That's what Dr. Raju, the director of Nimhans, told me. So much is the effect of vibrations on the people who join that group of creating vibrations. He asked me, can you create alpha waves at any time on demand? I said, of course, no problem, any time. Can we generate alpha rhythm at any time? And then I said, yes, that also, because one of the days, when, to be very frank, we started doing meditation, you have to be very strictly soul conscious. And I was putting in effort because one of my seniors said, "Arey, ye machine badi sensitive hai, Ashok, aise mat chale jana, kahin Brahma Kumari ka naam nahi doob jaye, khub achhi tarah kas ke yog lagana." I used to be extremely over cautious about it, so I used to have alpha waves, but then this used to be at 9.5 and this used to be at 11.5. Dono alag alag, because I am pressurizing myself, though I am there and I want to catch that peach stage, you know, hold it, with the room mein hai. So the difference used to stay. The difference of sleep, the difference of frequencies between the two occipitals is a measure of your stress. So since I was forcing myself in meditation, there was a bit of stress. And when you do natural meditation, basic two sanskars of a person is, peace is my nature and love is my nature. Agar aap shanti aur prem ka saath-saath anubhav kar rahe hain, seeing the source on top, from the light, the rays of peace are flowing and the waves of love are flowing onto you, your body occipital starts moving at the same frequency. Easiest thing to achieve is alpha rhythm. And alpha rhythm means we are in a almost a blissful, very happy state of mind. If it can be delta rhythm, that's what Dadi Janaki displays. You can telepathically transform a person. Means I can generate a state of happiness into your mind if I am generating delta rhythm. This has been time and again displayed by her in various occasions and various groups of people, because she has that blessing of God that she can achieve delta rhythm at any time. Delta rhythm means two cycles on both the occipitals. Alpha means say about 8 cycles on both the occipitals or 9 cycles. So if you are creating alpha waves, which everybody does create in meditation, there are a few benefits. Just two of them are mentioned here and I'll add one or two more. First one is, it increases your immunity power. If you can generate alpha rhythm, your own immunity power increases, and if somebody is sitting in that group, his immunity also improves. Aapki vibration se aapki to hogi, tabhi uski hogi, otherwise how can it happen? It enhances your creativity. Iska matlab hai ki aapke bahut se paise bachenge ya bahut se paise aap kama lenge. Yog sadhana ke do bade benefits hain. If your creativity is good, what are our youngsters doing? His general son becomes an MBA in his final year. The multi-million companies are coming, selecting, because that boy who is most creative, he is number one. Okay, 10 lakh, 20 lakh packages immediately offered to him. If you are creative, we can earn more money. If you have more immunity, you can be more healthy. You save money on medicine. And if your health is good and you are creative, then you can be very happy. Creativity is the best generated when you are working in alpha waves. If you can work with eyes open in alpha waves, your creativity is optimal. That can be very easily achieved through meditation. So these two benefits, please remember. Just introvert thinking. Is any one of us still there, doubtful, who thinks that no, I as a spiritual entity, I am not a soul. Main chintan karne wala ya buddhi chalane wala vyaktitva nahi hu. Koi aisa sochta to haath utha do. Anyone? Irrespective of caste, creed, religion, or whatever we belong to. We are all thinking human beings. We all think and we all use intellect. That is what life is. Making use, better use of your mind and intellect is called meditation. Is the purpose of meditation. And with more creativity and more immunity power, you are definitely better in your performance. It also make your sleep cycles go smooth. Otherwise, sleep cycles can get disturbed. Sleep management can also be achieved by alpha rhythm. Your mental empowerment, alpha rhythm is a direct measure. If you want to become mentally empowered, if you want to lead a very happy life, you want to lead a healthy life, that's what meditation is going to give you. As simple as that. So do not get into any complications of any religious beliefs or things like that. Theologies have been always different. Christians will have their own theology, Muslims will have their own theology, Hindus will have their own theology. But in spirituality, there is no difference. Each one of them gives us a few values to be imbibed in life. And if you imbibe them, you lead a very happy life. Transparent personality, what an author is supposed to have. Your devotion, your dedication. If you are devoted to God, means as a meditator, not just as a belief, but as a meditator, means you have a relation with the God, and you really remember Him from the core of your heart. You have to be devoted to your job. It is impossible that if you are a good meditator, you will not be devoted to your job. You will go away from your work. No. You will do it with utmost commitment. All the afterlife qualities on which we are assessed, they are automatically, that is what we deduce through meditation. It is as simple as that. कोई सोच रहा था कर्म योगी बन जाएंगे तो कर्म कैसे कर पाएंगे, डिटैच हो गए तो बच्चों को कैसे संभालेंगे, जैसे श्री कृष्ण के बारे में कहा जाता है, ही वॉज द मोस्ट डिटैच पर्सन, बट द मोस्ट हार्ड वर्किंग पर्सन, द बेस्ट इंटेलेक्चुअल एवर प्रोड्यूस्ड, वट एवर वी हियर अबाउट इट, वेदर लॉर्ड कृष्ण एग्जिस्टेड और नॉट, इट इज नॉट इम्पॉर्टेंट, इम्पॉर्टेंट इज द टाइप ऑफ पर्सनैलिटी विच वी शो इन हिम, मोस्ट हार्ड वर्किंग, ऑलवेज डिटैच्ड बट ऑलवेज कमिटेड टू द टास्क, always solution finder, never a problem creator like Narad. Ram Ram bhajne wala aur sabko jhagda karane wala waisa nahi lekin keval committed bhi hai aur samadhan dharma ki sthapna karna mera karma hai, na mujhe Yudhishthir se kuch lena hai aur na mujhe Dharmaraj ya Duryodhan se kuch lena, because Bhishma Pitama asked him. Bhishma Pitama, the most wise man, so called wise man, was always in confusion. So he said, I cannot even share my views with a person. You are the only youngster on this earth whom I can talk to. They are all otherwise my grandchildren, I cannot talk to them. Aao Krishna hum baat karenge. And he says, what is the cause of my confusion in life? I am always confused. He says, Pitama, your attachment. He says, do you think my attachment to Duryodhana is the cause of my stress? Okay, I'll remove it and I will move towards the Yudhishthira. He says, you will suffer still from the same problem. Because if you attach yourself either to Yudhishthira or to Duryodhana, the cause is attachment. Aap Hastinapur se attached hai. Aap samaj se attached hoiye, samaj ka bhala sochi. Main bhi to samaj ke liye kaam karta hu. But I am not attached to anyone of them. I don't care whether Arjun is on my side or Duryodhana is on my side. Whosoever is on dharma side, I'll go to him. Means those who think for the benefit of all, they are the dharma people. If you think for the benefaction of all your troops, you are a dharmic commandant. That's all. And the best commandant is the one who takes best care of all his troops. It is as simple as that. From limited to unlimited, if you go, you are a special man. If you are a meditator, Nayaram, maine khatam kar diya. If you are a meditator, it means you see everybody as a soul. Equity. And then you take, think good of all. But this is all meditation then. Hanji, appreciate it. Okay, I come to that. The whole thing of talk of sleep management emerged in my mind when I had to talk to BSF troops who were deployed. I went there in one of the days, 30th June. We are going a little late. Can we postpone our sightseeing by 15 minutes? No problem? Okay. Chalo, aapne kar liya. I was given a task. The DIG BSF sent me to a place in Jaisalmer border and talked to the troops. And then they were all sitting, and it was temperature, it was 30th June, temperature was 49.5 degrees centigrade. Keval Jaisalmer mein hota hai. I went there, I saw their faces. I said, main inko kya gyan sunaunga. Maine kaha, acha bache, ye batao, tumhe koi takleef hai to batao. And CEO was sitting. Aur CEO saab kaisa hai? Maine jaise normal pooch leta hai. How can you say ki CEO saab kaisa hai? Sab se baithe. Maine kaha, sir, you tell them that they can open up their difficulties without any problem. And you will not feel bad. He says, I am definitely not going to feel bad. Let them come up with one of their issues. And if you can solve it, why not? I also want their issues to be solved. If you can help us, why not? So, usne jab khula choda to bola, sir, 13 saal ki naukri ho gayi. 4 ghante duty, 4 ghante off. 4 ghante duty, 4 ghante off. 13 saal se main soya hi nahi. Aapke sawal. Dusra ek 6 saal wala jawan tha. Woh haldar tha 13 saal ka aur woh jawan tha. Ki sir, meri bhi wahi samasya. CEO sahab to bahut acche hain. लेकिन क्या लेकिन कुछ नहीं कर सकते, ड्यूटी ही ऐसी है. देन आई आस्क्ड जस्ट टू क्वेश्चन. मैंने कहा, देखो जवान, अपने हवलदार को देखो, 13 साल नौकरी हुआ? यस सर. कैसा है? क्या साबित के डाले, देख के मजा आ जाता. 13 कैसा? ऐसा लाल टमाटर जैसा है. तो मैंने कहा, वो तो कह रहा है मैं 13 साल से सोया ही नहीं और तुमको इतना बहादुर दिखाई दे रहा. एंड देन आई आस्क्ड हाउ इज जॉन. सर परफेक्ट, बिल्कुल थिन स्मार्ट यंगस्टर, ही डज हिज जॉब वेरी वेल. And both are thinking they have not slept for years together. They are sick. I said, how many times have you reported sick? कहां साहब किसको फुर्सत है शिक्र कोट करने की. मैंने करते क्या हो क्या साहब ड्यूटी पर चढ़ता हूँ रात को 8 से 12 और फिर 12-4 सोना होता है 4 बजे फिर ड्यूटी पे जाना है. तो कहां साहब बेल्ट सिर्फ ढीली करके सो जाता गिर जाता यानी वर्दी भी नहीं उतारता. क्या करता है वो 12 बजे ड्यूटी ऑफ हुआ 12:15 बजे आया गिरा. मैंने फिर सुबह अरे दूसरा आदमी उठाएगा ना मैं कैसे उठ सकता हूँ. मतलब वो पूरे 3.5 घंटा जम के सोता है. 2 sleep cycles, he's sleeping. Then he wakes up. फिर 4 घंटे ड्यूटी करता है. इफ यू स्लीप फॉर 2 sleep cycles, यू आर एब्सोल्यूटली फ्रेश फॉर 8 hours ऑफ वर्क. एब्सोल्यूटली फ्रेश मीन्स फाइटिंग फिट ऑन द बॉर्डर स्लाइटेस्ट मूवमेंट अक्रॉस द बॉर्डर यू विल इमीडिएटली फायर स्ट्रेट. दैट्स कॉल अलर्टनेस. दैट्स वॉट ही सपोज टू डू. देन फिर 4 से 8 उसने ड्यूटी छुट्टी हो गया उसको 12 से 8 ड्यूटी की 4 से 8 करके फिर 8 बजे क्या करता. अरे सर सुबह सुबह नाश्ता वाश्ता करता हूँ और थोड़ा इधर उधर रिलैक्सेशन करके फिर साहब फिर 12 बजे ड्यूटी चढ़ना है. 10 बजे तो मैं सो ही जा फिर बस फिर साहब 12:15 बजे आदमी उठा देता है तो चला जाता हूँ. दैट मीन्स वट ही डज इज ही स्लीप्स 2 cycles, ही स्लीप्स 1 more cycle, देन अगेन 3rd time ऑल्सो ही गेट्स अ साइकिल और एटलीस्ट 1 hour टू स्लीप. मीन्स ही हैज गॉट द बेस्ट स्लीप टाइम. द बेनिफिट ऑफ हैविंग दिस नॉलेज ऑफ स्लीप मैनेजमेंट इज यू कैन ब्रेक योर स्लीप इन 2+1 cycles if need be. For years together you can survive with 2+1 breakage. The cycle is the one when you sleep. It is not important when do you sleep. So if you can break your cycle in 2+1, you will never fall sick. Those jawans will never fall sick. For officers the good news is put your jawans on shift duty. They will never fall sick because of sleeplessness. Neither they have fallen ever sick nor they will fall sick. ठीक है. और हाँ जी उन्होंने आउट 8 hours ऑफ अलर्टनेस. अगर 2 sleep cycle का मतलब होता है आवर बॉडी नॉर्मली नीड 45 to 50 minutes ऑफ डेल्टा वेव टू टोटली रिफ्रेश योर सेल्फ. इन 2 cycles यू गेट 40 to 42 minutes ऑफ डेल्टा वेव. दैट मीन्स इट इज enough टू बी फ्रेश. You only get about 5 minutes of delta waves in your 3rd cycle. So if you didn't have 3rd cycle, it doesn't matter. You have achieved the your body and brain has recharged so much that you can very efficiently work.
There is only 1 hour, 8 hours
from getting up. After you. No, no, nothing. Sleep cycle starts in the moment you sleep.
Okay.
That's it. And the sleep cycle can begin at any time in 24 hours. It is not a must that you have to sleep 10 to 4. आपको लगता है वो 1 cycle है होते वो 3 ही है. 5 घंटा जैसे उन्होंने कहा ना मजीद जी ने कि 5 घंटा सोता हूं मैं. अगर आपको सबको पूछूं ना जो 8 घंटे 10 घंटे कहने वाले थे कि आप कितना सोते हैं कि कितना सोना चाहिए. देन आई सेड हाउ मच यू शुड स्लीप यूज योर मेडिकल नॉलेज वट एवर यू हैव लर्न्ड एंड यू से 8 hours, 8 to 10 hours, 6 to 8 hours. इफ आई आस्क यू ऑल हाउ मच डू यू स्लीप ईच वन ऑफ यू विल गिव एन एवरेज ऑफ 6 hours. आई कैन टेक ए बेट ऑन इट विदाउट आस्किंग. और आपने आपसे पूछ लीजिए ऑन एन एवरेज वी जस्ट स्लीप 5 to 6 hours, 6.5 hours, 5.5 hours डिपेंडिंग अपॉन माई स्लीप साइकिल. आई स्लीप दैट बिकॉज आई एम कमिंग सर. आई स्लीप 100 minutes एंड द सेकंड साइकिल ऑटोमेटिकली स्टार्ट. ए गुड एंड हेल्दी बॉडी इज विच इंस्टेंटली स्टार्ट विद द नेक्स्ट साइकिल एंड इंस्टेंटली स्टार्ट विद द नेक्स्ट साइकिल एंड यू डोंट नीड टू वेक अप इन बिटवीन. बट इफ देर इज ए नीड मीन्स अगर 100 मिनट के बाद कोई बाहर से ढपढप करता आया तो आपकी आंख बहुत अच्छी तरह से सहज खुल जाएगी और अगर आप डेल्टा वे में हैं तो नहीं खुलेगी. और यू इमीडिएटली स्विच ओवर टू द नेक्स्ट इमीडिएटली. स्लीप इज द बेस्ट बस्टर गॉड हैज गिवन अस. वी ऑटोमेटिकली चेंज टू द नेक्स्ट साइकिल एंड आफ्टर 3 cycles सिंस द ब्रेन हैज ऑलरेडी हैड टोटल रेस्ट ऑफ 45-50 minutes ऑफ डेल्टा वेव इट इज सो फ्रेश इट वॉन्ट्स टू वेक अप एंड वर्क एंड सो यू वेक अप एंड वर्क. ठीक है. हाँ जी लास्ट क्वेश्चन. This sleep cycle theory is valid from 7 to 70 years of age. After 70 years also the sleep cycle start getting disturbed and at the age of 7 the sleep cycles get settled down. 6 महीने का बच्चा 22 घंटे सोता है. सिर्फ दूध पीने के लिए जागता है. बाकी सब काम उसकी मम्मी करती है. So, it is as simple as it. So, sleep cycle theory is valid from 7 years to 70 years of age. That's what our active life is. Okay? 1 minute silence.